There's this popular saying in Pidgin, if he didn't die, he didn't die. That's the case of Graham Potter. Someone who has been known to do well with, you know, mid-table teams, mediocre teams. All of a sudden, you bring him to a big team and you expect him to perform magic. Someone isn't Harry Potter. In fact, he should be sent to Azkaban. Hey, welcome to another episode of Strictly Sports. It's been a very long time. Very sorry for that. My name is John Bino, the hard tackling and the super dynamic midfield maestro. A combination of Makalele and Javi N'Golo Kante and Andre Pelu, where intensity and tenacity meet craftiness and guile. And yeah, I just want to talk about these. You know, I decided to do a very quick episode on Graham Potter's sacking by Chelsea. Don't go anywhere, I'll be back very quickly. All right, and now to talk about this guy, Graham Potter. Interesting, 31 games in charge of Chelsea, and he lost 11 games. 11. You know, at a team like that, assuming it was Roman Abramovich who was still manager of Chelsea, this guy would have been long gone even before now. You know how Abramovich does his things. He doesn't care about ego. Once he knows that he has made a mistake of appointing a manager, he takes action. Unless that manager is a manager that has a track record of winning trophies, then maybe, just maybe, they'll give the manager the benefit of the doubt. Now, Chelsea have already dropped to 11th in the Premier League. They're 12 points outside of the top four. Getting top four will be more or less like a miracle for whoever will be taking over from Potter. That's Bruno. I've forgotten the surname now. And for Potter, he has spent over £550 million on new players this season. And still, he's given the club nothing but heartbreaks, you know, to the fans here and there. Now, you know, Chelsea will be playing against Liverpool on Tuesday, and then there will be the game against Real Madrid as well on the 12th of April. And it begs the question, what will happen in those games now that Graham Potter is gone? This promises to be interesting, eh? You know how these things work. But for Graham Potter, let's just go through, you know, how things have been for him and Chelsea, basically. So, because as Chelsea is right now, we all know how Chelsea does it. Chelsea always, you know, churns managers, just cut you away if you're not doing very well. And this is the 17th managerial change for Chelsea since the year 2000. Yeah, that's for this century. You know, and we're talking about how interesting this is. For Graham Potter, his reign has been by far the shortest. Felipe Scolari was manager of Chelsea for 36 games. Andre Villas-Boas was for 40 games. Roberto Di Matteo, 42 games. He won the Champions League with Chelsea. He replaced Villas-Boas, don't forget. And then there is even Rafael Benitez, 48 games. All have lasted longer than Graham Potter at Chelsea. And yeah, Chelsea will go ahead to pay a very huge sum to Potter, at least for those who are saying that, why would he be happy that a man lost his job? You have something to keep him going for so many generations. Yeah. So the thing is, he actually didn't start really badly. Yes. His first 9 games as a Chelsea manager, he went unbeaten. He had 5 successive victories in that particular run. You know, even defeated AC Milan by 3-0, qualified for the knockout stages of the Champions League. But where problems started was just before the World Cup. You know, losing to Brighton, humiliating fashion, losing to Arsenal, to Newcastle, losing to City. Things did not just make sense at all, you get. And then, after the World Cup now, they started, but then it just did not click again. One game, or rather 3 games rather, out of 13 league games. How about now? There's a limit to where this gets to, and you just look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, am I the man for this job? I was expecting him to have even resigned at one point. What was he thinking? Eh? Got beaten again by Manchester City. And then almost got knocked out by Borussia Dortmund, if not for the second leg heroics by some of the Chelsea players. But it is what it is, eh? For a man who, while at Östersunds, he took them from the 4th tier to the top flight of the Swedish league, gaining 3 promotions. But that's Sweden, isn't it? Then it was at Swansea, the 2018-2019 season as well. And it's a little bit of magic, finished 10th in the championship. Let me not even talk about that. You understand where I'm going to, Abby? Uh-huh. And then, went to Brighton. 3 seasons in Brighton, did well with them. They had their best finish ever last year, 9th. And then Todd Boehly and Cole thought, let's bring him to Chelsea. It makes sense. Yes, we know. But a couple of people, a few people here and there thought he might just be the real deal. I think even John Terry at one point was impressed. Well, the thing is, like I said, and like I, you know, like I stated earlier, if he didn't die, he didn't die. Thank you very much for being a part of this short episode of Strictly Sports. It's been, fun time talking to you again. Don't forget to spread kindness around wherever you find yourself. Bye for now.